AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Attorney General Merrick Garland names a special counsel to oversee investigations of Donald Trump.
The Justice Department's investigating classified documents found at Trump's Florida estate, and there's also a separate probe involving the Capitol riot and bids to undo the 2020 election. Both have political implications, involving an ex-president running for the White House again. Given that and President Biden's intention to run,
it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Garland says Justice Department veteran Jack Smith's appointment will let prosecutors continue their work indisputably guided by only the facts and law. In a statement, Smith says he'll conduct the probes independently and in the department's best traditions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
One-time billionaire Elizabeth Holmes sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for fraud for duping investors in the failed startup Theranos. The company claimed to have developed a medical device that could detect a multitude of diseases and conditions from a few drops of blood. It never worked. World Cup fans react to no beer inside the stadiums. Ed Donahue has this.
The sale of alcohol is heavily restricted in the conservative Muslim country. The announcement comes just days before the World Cup starts. Federico Ferraz is from Portugal.
The culture is different, and of course we're going to respect the culture here, but they also have to respect that football fans are different.
American soccer fan Adel Abu Hanna is not as concerned.
We're not here to drink beer. We're here to watch the soccer game. We're here to watch the world-class soccer. We can get it anywhere in the world. We can get beer everywhere.
Beer will be available in the evenings in what is known as the FIFA Fan Festival, a designated party area away from the stadiums. Beer sponsor Budweiser tweeted, "Well, this is awkward." The tweet was later deleted.
This is AP News. Sales of existing homes fell in October, the ninth straight month of declines. AP's Norman Hall reports that doubling of mortgage interest rates bear much of the blame.
The average rate on a 30-year home loan was 6.61% this week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A year ago, the average rate was 3.1%. Late last month, the average rate topped 7% for the first time since 2002.
Continued higher prices and fewer homes on the market also contributing to the nearly 6% drop in sales from September through October. Elon Musk's heavy-handed actions have driven away hundreds of key people at Twitter, including so many software engineers, programmers, and insiders that the actual site could soon fray and crash. One engineer says a betting pool has formed for those predicting the date and time Twitter could go down. Many say it could happen during the World Cup, the biggest global event for Twitter. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.